Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Welcome.
Tolls.
I sense negative energy. What is wrong?
You look like someone we know, man.
Do you wish to know your fortunes or not?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what the cards say. You'll be visited by star players, all-time greats, celebrity guests, of course.
Oh.
Ah, the ultimate treasure awaits.
The Jets?
You didn't think I was serious, did you?
You really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat?
The Magic 8-Ball says the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Easy starts now.
Ah, yes, and welcome, everybody, to the Rich Eisen Show. The big game special live on the Roku Sports Channel from New Orleans at TurboTax Studio. We are thrilled to be here once again. This is year 11 for us at a big game. I am your humble host, Rich Eisen. It is our third foray into this big old big game pit we call the Super Bowl alongside our friends at Roku and the Roku Sports Channel. It's a first for the Roku Sports Channel here in New Orleans. We're thrilled to be on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast, 120 radio affiliates, Sirius XM channel 375, also the Odyssey app if you want to stream us. Odyssey.com is another way to do it. TJ Jefferson and Chris Brock.
Yes.
Good,
what's
big,
up,
easy
baby?
Day to you, sir.
Rich,
good morning,
everyone.
Good afternoon. How are you, man?
I'm doing very well. I'm psyched to be here.
Yeah,
this is just,
excited.
You could feel the energy already in this town.
Absolutely.
We arrived late last night on a flight that landed at midnight. But just walking around this town, you could feel it. There's Eagles fans saying go Birds to you absolutely everywhere, which for TJ Jefferson might not be all that great. Although,
personal,
TJ, just don't take this personally. But the initial setup, for those who are listening to us, we're in the downtown New Orleans Convention Center at the Super Bowl Experience. So every now and then you might see a kid running behind us or something that's going on around us because we are in the middle of the action here.
Yes.
But for those who are listening, we have a setup here. There is a Kansas City Chiefs football. There's a Philadelphia Eagles football. Initially, we had it set up where the Eagles was in front of you, Chris.
Oh, I would love that.
We figured, TJ, to put it in front of you just to sort of get you potentially ready for what might be your particular nightmare in Super Bowl 59 as a Cowboy fan to see this all go down.
I'm just going to make a prediction. This football will not last 3 hours sitting.
Oh,
oh no.
Whoa.
It's not.
Well, then let's talk about the set dressing that will. To my left, and I apologize for calling it set dressing because it is a bit more than that because it's what we refer to in our parts as the precious, or in the National Football League parlance, the VLT, which sounds like a sandwich, but instead it stands for Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Yes!
And we want to thank, again, the folks here at the Super Bowl Experience and Nikki Ewell and the National Football League for lending us this trophy that's going to be sitting to our left. And so you need to tune into the Roku channel to get a good look-see at it. It is beautiful. It is special. It is going to be having some fingerprints on it, either some new ones, somewhat for the Philadelphia Eagles, because there are a couple that are still on this team that were around in 2018 when the Eagles last won it, or it's going to be hoisted 5 days from now as a three-peat for the Kansas City Chiefs. I cannot believe we are sitting here in the town of New Orleans for a Super Bowl, and it is going to be a three-peat opportunity for the first time ever. I know we've been talking about it for weeks, been talking about it for months, and I know a lot of fans are sick and tired of it being talked about, but it is the most significant opportunity I have ever seen in my 20-plus years of covering this big-time event, the Super Bowl event. I've never seen this as an opportunity, as a possibility. The second time the NFL Network came through the Super Bowl, and that was Super Bowl II for me, was the second in a row for the New England Patriots. They did not make it back, as we know, to the Super Bowl the year after that. The furthest they got was Denver, Colorado, where they lost in the divisional round. The Chiefs have made it here, and they're taking on an Eagles team that knows them very well. And that's how we kick off this program, with a power ranking.
Oh, wow.
Right off the bat.
We don't normally do it, but we figured we would start off our Wednesday show.
Let's do it.
Here at the Super Bowl with a power rankings, and I had to come up with a power rankings of the top 10 players in the big game presented by TurboTax. Hit it.
This is my
power rankings. Obviously, as we all know, there will be 104 active players on Sunday for Super Bowl 59. As we all know, this big game is filled with big-time players. But I had to come up with 10, and I'm putting a rookie here. And there's some very talented rookies. Quinyon Mitchell. Mm. Cooper DeJean.
Indeed.
Will Cooper DeJean have anything to do with maybe keeping Travis Kelce out of the end zone?
He's going
to
try.
Will he have anything to do with keeping Travis Kelce from getting open in between the numbers?
He's going
to
try.
I don't have him on my list.
Oh, really?
I have Xavier Worthy on my list.
Oh, yeah, wow. Sense.
I'm going with the offensive rookie.
Okay.
I'm going with Xavier Worthy having an opportunity to be as impactful as anybody else. And that's what part of these power rankings are. You don't have to just be good and talented. You got to be impactful. And Xavier Worthy can impact this game.
Yep.
And if he does, in the same way a certain team from, let's put it this way, New Jersey, will be particularly upset if one player is as impactful as I think he will be in this game. Western New Yorkers might be a little upset if Xavier Worthy impacts this game, because let's not forget who the Chiefs traded up with as trade partners to select Xavier Worthy, 28th overall. He scored a couple of touchdowns in the first game of the season for the Chiefs. Will he get in the end zone for his final game as a rookie Kansas City Chief? He's 10 on my list. And number 9 on my list is a guy who had 3 sacks in the divisional playoff win over the Houston Texans. If the Chiefs win this game, I think George Karlaftis is going to have an impactful night, and he's number 9 on my power rankings.
Good one.
Yeah. He is in his third year with the Kansas City Chiefs, and guess what? They are in their third straight Super Bowl, and one of the reasons why is because this kid has been really terrific off the edge for the Chiefs on a defensive line with Chris Jones all over it ever since he came off the campus at Purdue. George Karlaftis has been impactful. He's number 9 on my power rankings of the top 10 players in this big game. Number 8, we get to some Philadelphia Eagles now.
Oh, finally. I mean, come on. They're in the game, too.
Fair and balanced.
Excuse me. That just means the Eagles will have a certain number in the top 8 of my power rankings.
It's good.
All right.
I see what you're doing.
I'm just trying to spin here to say that there is a defensive player of the year candidate in this game. And his name is Zach Bond.
Yeah.
And this guy has been as impactful as any Philadelphia Eagle has been for this team all year long. He was the one on opening Friday night. Waved to everybody and said, hello, everyone in New Orleans. You might recognize me as a Saint who is playing a cup of coffees on defense, but mostly on special teams. And I am now a special defensive player of the year for the Eagles. He had a great opening night in Brazil against the Packers. He has been nothing but stupendous since. And if he can patrol the middle of this field and he can put pressure up the middle potentially on Mahomes, he can be particularly impactful. He's number 8. Number 7, I've done my reading on this guy. Can you see where I'm going?
You think he brings it to the game? Has to.
How does A.J. Brown not bring the author of inner excellence to New Orleans? How is he not going to be like an honorary captain?
That guy should be doing tours down maybe a row.
Yeah. That guy can fly himself down by the way, the amount of books he sold.
Maybe he will be. If I'm his publisher, I'm sending my author to talk about how impactful he's been to A.J. Brown, who impacted the Super Bowl 57 Eagles loss in the first half with a tremendous adjusting to the ball in the air touchdown catch against the Chiefs the last time they faced. Can A.J. Brown be impactful? He's number 7 on my list. Number 6, rounding out the, if you will, bottom 5 of my power rankings, is one of the greatest playoff players ever, and it's Travis Kelce. I'm putting him 6 here.
Really?
I'm putting Travis Kelce 6 on this list.
Seems low.
Don't you think it seems low? Wait till you hear my top 5, though.
Okay.
I think I got your 5.
Here we go. And we start with a Jalen. And I understand it's a quarterback-driven league. So you got to put the other quarterback on the ground. And I'm putting Jalen Carter here.
I like it.
And the reason why I'm putting Jalen Carter here is because he has been so special affecting the game from the middle of the defensive line. He said goodnight to the Rams in the same way Aaron Donald once upon a time said goodnight to the Cincinnati Bengals. He said goodnight to the Rams. He absolutely can ruin Super Bowl 59 in a way that nobody else, not even Fletcher Cox, was able to against the Kansas City Chiefs the last time. He's number 5 on my power rankings list of top 10 players in the big game. Number 4, out of respect.
Oh.
I had to put Chris Jones above Jalen Carter.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Out of respect for having done it in this game just last year.
Every big game he's ever played in.
He has thrown Deion Dawkins in Josh Allen's lap.
Yes.
He has thrown various 49ers in the lap of Brock Purdy, including the one in overtime last year that forced a field goal for the Niners, led to the game-winning touchdown drive for the Chiefs. Chris Jones, out of respect, having done it before, is number 4 on this list. And now I'm putting Jalen Hurts here at 3 because he is the Eagles' quarterback. In many ways, you could say Carter may be the most impactful Jalen by the end of the day on Super Sunday. But for the Eagles to win, the concept is take Saquon out, let Jalen Hurts have to do it, just like he's done it, by the way, against the Eagles twice before. In the regular season last year, in the Super Bowl, where he had a candidacy for the most valuable player of the Super Bowl in a losing effort. Jalen Hurts is number 3 on my power rankings. Now, you know, it just comes down to 2.
Yep.
Is it the guy who is the greatest 20s quarterback in the history of quarterbacks in the age of 20 of the National Football League? Or is it Saquon Barkley? Number 2 on this list is Patrick Mahomes. I'm putting Patrick Mahomes on this list because I guess the only thing that matters is if you could put number 15 on his ass.
Yeah.
In the Superdome.
Uh-huh.
In the way that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did in Tampa. If the Chiefs offensive line comes up with a 0 sacks t-shirt again like they did the last time they beat the Eagles, I think this is the day for Mahomes. And even if Mahomes is down by double digits like he was in the last Super Bowl,
doesn't matter.
He wins it.
Yeah.
2 of his Super Bowl wins, he's been trailing by double digits, including the one 2 years ago against the Eagles at halftime. And so, yes, he is particularly impactful. But it's a Saquon Barkley world. And if the Eagles win Super Bowl 59, it's not going to be with this guy, I don't think, getting 50-something yards rushing. He's got to be Saquon. He's got to be impactful. He's got to hit for home runs. He's got to hit for short yardage. He's got to catch passes out of the backfield. He's got to create matchup problems. He's got to block blitzers on third down that are coming from absolutely nowhere because that's what Steve Spagnuolo does. He's got to be fully impactful in every phase of the game, and I think he can. And that is why he is my number 1 most impactful player of the big game in my power rankings presented by TurboTax. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full service expert this year. They do your taxes, you get back to life. Now this is taxes. Gents, before Warren Sapp makes his way to our green room couch or our purple room couch, what do you think? Am I off?
Now, you could have put the whole Eagles offensive line, I guess, as one group, because if they're able to free up the holes, win their matchups against that Chiefs defensive line that has been awesome all year, especially the back half of the season, then that will open the holes and give Saquon Barkley the running lanes to allow him to go crazy. But I think your list is pretty spot on.
I almost put Cam Jurgens at 10 instead of Xavier Worthy, because if he is healthy and he is the center and he is the guy who's got to be there every snap with Chris Jones potentially breathing down his neck or the gaps around him, and the tush push being so impactful.
Yep.
Cam Jurgens, I almost put him on the list, but I went with a wide receiver who might, you know, I mean, if they pull these same plays like they did with Sky Moore the last time, you know, or
Kadarius
Toney the last time, I think Xavier Worthy's an upgrade.
Totally down with Xavier Worthy, sure. Rich. We were in Kansas City week one. The first touchdown of the season by the Chiefs was by this rookie.
Yep.
And we were just like, remember Chris Long told us he'll always remember where he was when Xavier Worthy took off for that touchdown and the speed. And that was why they traded back up to get him in the first round. And I think he's going to have an impactful Sunday. I think that was fine.
And I think Saquon at number one is accurate simply because, as we said, Chiefs D has never given up a 100-yard rusher in these playoffs during this run. If he gets over 100, you got to believe the Eagles are going to win this football game.
Maybe so. See, that Eagles football in front of you is already.
Are you okay?
Is already.
Listen, I'm trying to be professional.
Creating an aura around you of professionalism.
Jeez.
But you're a better broadcaster for it now.
I can only be professional to a point.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, for our radio audience, he's holding up his Dallas Cowboys flag.
Professional to a
point. And I just want to say this before we take a break, and Warren Sapp's about to join us. When the VLT, the Vince Lombardi Trophy, I took it out of its case. We put that video on our social media feeds, Instagram, TikTok, all the places at Rich Eisen Show. I took the trophy out, and some folks here were taking photographs with the Vince Lombardi Trophy, which is great. You stepped up to the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
You held up the Cowboys flag.
I did.
And multiple members of our New Orleans-based crew laughed out loud.
I know.
Like, it was a laugh line.
It was a laugh line.
For the New Orleanians who are here.
Understandable, but then
they laughed.
Then I had to introduce them to basic math.
Oh.
And no offense, and let them know that 5 is greater than 1,
right,
so you can laugh if you want.
But Chris, which is the more recent one?
That's fine.
Well, granted, I mean,
it's more recent, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody held up a Saints flag here, they wouldn't have had to blow the dust off it.
2009.
Listen, I know you're not talking.
95.
Oh, please.
You know.
I'm definitely not talking about
that. At least we've all been to the dance.
I know that.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, yes.
I'm truly aware of that. That's where I turn to talk about being a Michigan man. By the way, it's going to be great later on when Jerome Bettis stops by here and I tell him I was a Notre Dame fan for one night got nothing out of it. Nothing. Zero.
Poor Jerome. That's not his fault.
It's like that old line from Caddyshack. Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing.
Noonan. You know who's coming after Jerome in hour 3 is Myles Garrett.
Hey.
Oh.
Jaden Daniels will be making his way to his set to round out this first hour. Dan Patrick after Bert Kreischer in hour 2. So it's hour 2, Bert Kreischer, Dan Patrick. Hour 3, Jerome Bettis, Myles Garrett, Jaden Daniels making his way here. But look who is sitting on our Roku Sports Channel purple couch in the purple room. Is the graduate assistant of Colorado football and Hall of Famer Warren Sapp. That's next. The Rich Eisen Show is live from New Orleans.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. All right, we are off and running here at the Super Bowl Experience in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. And for those who might be new to the show here, first of all, where you've been. Secondly, we like having guests who have busts, rings, and a lot to talk about, and this man checks every damn box on our wish list. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest here at this Super Bowl is a Super Bowl champion.
No!
First ballot Hall of Famer. Hold on a second. Oh. Wait a minute. Courtesy of the inaugural James Hardy Pro Football Hall of Fame Invitational.
There we go.
Graduate assistant.
Senior quality control analyst.
Oh! Whoa! Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Warren Sapp, everybody.
Okay. Hold on, man. No, they dropped the GA, so I didn't have to go to class this fall. So I got.
Let me write this down. What is your title? What is
Senior
it?
Senior Quality Control Analyst. But I'm looking for a title in a little while before we get rid of this next one.
The SQCA.
I did the same thing. You know, I did. I did what the kids do. Break it down, letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Senior Quality Control Analyst.
Yes.
You can control my quality anytime you want.
See, but you my humble host. You would control my quality and not allow me to do what I do. So you always pull me back. So we're a good combination.
It is so good to see you.
Just like Prime. Me and Prime are a good combination.
You and Prime are an excellent combination.
Yeah, he turns it down and I turn it back up. I mean, it's just a natural thing. And he allows me to be unadulteratedly me. And the kids love it and we get it done.
Guess what? It seemed to work out.
Not bad.
It seemed to work.
Teaching what you know should be an easy thing. I've been trying to figure out why people ain't doing this for years, but maybe they're not teaching what they know.
Maybe they're not teaching what they know.
Maybe.
And you certainly know a lot. You know, 7-time Pro Bowler, Pro Football Hall of Fame, first rounder for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the 95 draft. So much to talk about. Our radio audience is about to return right here to join us. Jaden Daniels coming after this man.
Long time listener, first time caller.
That's right. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We are back on the Infinity Sports Network and the Roku channel, Roku Sports Channel live stream. Second time I introduced this man. Now that I also know, oh, by the way, we're on the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by, just like this man has, from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a Super Bowl champion, courtesy of the inaugural James Hardy Pro Football Hall of Fame Invitational, which we'll talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, the Senior Quality Control Analyst of Colorado Football, Warren Sapp.
Hello. I like it like that.
I just wanted to put a little bit of a pin in what you were talking about for just our TV audience. Now pull it.
Okay.
Here. You're coaching in Colorado and saying that you coach what you know. You taught what you know. And are you a born coach?
No. I thought I would never in my life want to be in this position, Rich. And you know I told you this many times.
Yeah.
Just wasn't interested in it because, no, I'm so addicted to it, Rich. It's ridiculous.
Now you are.
The young men make you addicted to it because their eagerness to learn and do right. You know, that's our call in our room. Do right. Mm-hmm. Do right by your teammates. Do right by your coach. Do right by everything that's going on, and everything you want will come to you. Send the right vibes out with your teammates. Send the right vibes out in the weight room. You know, when you're working out, do the little things.
What happens when you find somebody who's not listening?
Oh, no, we got an exit, though, like we got an entry, though. And you know Prime don't play no games. You know the boss. What we call him, the Black Nick Saban. Oh, yeah, it's a rough place, man. I'm talking about every 7:15, there's a team meeting. And if you're there at 7:10, oh, you late.
Deion's on Coughlin time?
What?
Is that what you're saying right
what?
Now?
What? Really? The Black Nick Saban, we call him. It's hey, let's go. Because I'm up anyway, so you know me. I don't care.
What was it like having a front row seat and watching Deion in full swing here? Like, because, you know, you've known Prime for a long time.
Listen, this is a whole different thing, Rich. His instincts of the game, his attention to detail. When I first got there, first 3 weeks, I was doing the scout team for him because I wanted to make sure that we had the proper look, because if Shadur ain't going, we ain't going. You know, he's the engine that's going to drive this thing. So
sure.
Made sure that the defensive scout was ready where they're supposed to be. And then I turn around and look up. my D-tackle got 70 plays in one tackle. So I had to turn my attention back on the other side. So they got my full attention after that because I knew Shadur was in his groove, and he was going, and we was going to go. And now we need to pick up the defensive side. And me, D-Lew, and Dancy did a wonderful job, you know, just every day. Well, every day we made them. We made them do right. That's what it's about.
And the reason why I want to just harp on this a little bit more or stay on a little bit more is, you know the perception of Prime from the outside. And it's just all flash. It's just seat of the pants.
Don't let his self-confidence ruin your self-esteem. Or what you think about yourself or whatever, because trust me, you didn't make him and you ain't gonna break him. And the way we're doing it is, I mean, it's in your face. It's in your face like the dads we are and the men we wanna raise.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's engineering, and we all on board with it. I mean, he's driving the ship. I mean, he is driving the train, Rich, 100%. I mean, you know when he gets locked into something, you know, the thing that got me was when he was driving all that time, that 90 minutes over to the academy and doing that every day.
Right.
And I went and saw him at the lake, at the compound. And we was talking, and he was like, this is my thing. This is my calling. And I looked at him. I was like, he was like, are you going to join me? You know how he is. I'm like, no. You go to Mississippi, get the thing settled out and everything. And then when we made the call, he was like, I need you. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get the degree and do everything. And
right.
Nothing.
Now you love it.
What?
You can't get enough of it.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, the drive to work every day, coming over that Table Mesa, mm-hmm. and I got 180 degree span of mount. You know I'm a Florida boy. Everything's flat. I get motivation and just, it's almost magical driving over this thing every morning, Rich. Even when it snows. I did a couple of those snow days, boy. Y'all boys over there. Y'all knew your boys. Y'all tough, boy. I got to give y'all some love, boy. When that thing coming at you and you driving and the lights are on and it's bright, I never experienced anything like
that. Never?
When?
I don't know. I guess, well, you...
I go see Green Bay. It's on a Saturday afternoon. The bus driver's driving. We go to the hotel. I go to the, to the restaurant. We go to Chicago. We get in the cab. We go down Michigan Avenue. We eat. That's it.
So... you're driving in a snowstorm, first time you've ever done that. You're coaching up kids, first time you've ever done that. And it seems like you're a natural. Maybe you're
Rich.
Maybe you're a Colorado guy.
Oh, no, I'm definitely a buff. No, don't.
I could see that. And it's just really great to see how Deion is just pulling on all of his strings to make sure that you're firing on all cylinders. And, you know, Warren Sapp, I've been around you for well over a decade, closing in on two now, in terms of knowing you and interviewing you and then working with you and then, you know.
I think we passed two.
So I,
2003, Beyonce.
Exactly.
Yeah, I took you on a run through Houston.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, we went on a nasty run those nights, didn't we?
Yeah, we had some fun.
That was a good time.
I was 22 Super Bowls ago, man. It's crazy.
Hey.
So I've known you forever and a day, and I obviously listen to you when you talk. You always say that the front of a defense and the back end of a defense must play
together.
Right. So, Travis Hunter, where does he rank?
Rich, I called a friend of mine week two, and I said he's going to win the Heisman. I had never seen anything like it. And I know I was a dog in college. I know I was.
Mm-hmm.
Can't touch him. I mean, cover a nine route, turn around, run a dig, and go all the way to the end zone. Every time he's scoring. Play after play. And the joy in his face and just his enthusiasm about the game was just infectious, Rich. I mean, it was sick. It was sick.
There's a smile in the monitor with the with the Heisman.
That was every day in practice. Anytime you saw him in the building, I mean, he's just fun. He, Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievable.
But you know the next level as well as anybody. How many snaps can he play in a pro game and be as great as he is on both sides of the ball?
I'm going to put him on a corner and lock down one third of the field.
Yep.
So now I can play with my defense and rotate and do the different things I want to do.
So that's 60 snaps, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's getting all of those.
Okay.
You know, I'm the one paying the bills. I ain't never told an employee what I'm going to do. That's a wild thing to say, ain't it? But then you have a package for him on offense because the game that they've built now has an Autobahn, Rich, and you got a V12 right here. You put him in certain situations, 6-10 plays a game? Why not?
So 70 snaps or 80? Could he play more than that? Because, I mean, if you have a package for him, doesn't that signal to the defense, hey, you know?
Yeah, and it could be a package where he's a decoy, too.
Okay.
I show you something, and then I go over there. The package, that's what the package is.
Right.
Send him in motion. You don't alert him that every time I put him in, we're going to throw him the ball. That's just stupid.
Well, I asked Todd McShay from the Senior Bowl the other day, who is the most dynamic offensive player in the draft, and he said Travis Hunter.
It ain't even close. Rich, his appetite for the ball and to just be on the field, I've never seen anything like it. And I've been around some bad ones. I've been Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, Derek Brooks, Ray Lewis. I raised Ray Lewis. I mean, I'm telling you, this kid's unreal, unreal. Just I just marveled at it every day. I said it one time in the meeting. We was in there in the defensive meeting, and he made a couple plays, and we looking at it. And I say it's an absolute M&F and pleasure to watch him work every day. And our D coordinator paused and said, I was trying to figure out how to say it, Warren. I think you just did. It's just a pleasure. It was a pleasure just to watch him work every day, Rich. It was unreal.
Wow. Warren Sapp here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Super Bowl. And we'll get to the Pro Football Hall of Fame Invitational, James Hardy, in a second. I've turned you into a pundit. Here we go. Ready?
What happened?
The most I'm about to ask some pundit questions. The most important Jalen on the Eagles to win Super Bowl 59 is?
Jalen Hurts.
You didn't say Jalen Carr?
No, because the quarterback, Jalen can't do it by himself. He has to do it with a unit. They got to be a pack of wild dogs like the Bucks did, because the only way you beat Pat Mahomes in the playoffs is you blow him out. You give him a chance to kill you and he's going to kill you. There's no greater quarterback we've ever had in this league with a chance to tie or win the game in the fourth quarter. Two of his Super Bowls, he was down 10 points in the fourth quarter, Rich, and hobbled on an ankle one time. Yeah. He's not to be, do not keep him in the game. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, because my first thing, if I'm Kansas City, I'm turning off Saquon.
How do you do that?
Be in my gap, be fundamentally sound and penetrate. They keep showing this Washington play, the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Just watch the DN spin at the line of scrimmage and almost blow Bobby Wagner's knee out. You got a Hall of Famer, ain't touch. Mm-hmm. Bobby Wagner makes that play every day of the week until the defensive end decides he wants to spin instead of going up the field. Don't stop the train, son. Joe knows that. Joe Cullen and the boys know that. And I was with Kansas City a couple years ago before they started making this run, and they're fully capable of getting it done.
Of turning Saquon
off
and making Jalen Hurts beat them.
That's the game.
He almost did 2 years ago.
Oh, no. I watched him. What was it? 6 touchdowns and 1 for the other team?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on that night.
He's going to need to have another night like that.
So you think the Chiefs win this? Do you think they'll
be a
three-peat?
I can't. There's nothing in this pundit's mind or anything you can show me to say to bet against Pat Mahomes. Unless it's in Tampa with that defense and that horrible offensive line that they had.
Right.
And we ran, and you remember he did the dodge move and threw this ball and hit Tony Hill between the eyes?
Yeah.
If he catches that ball, we got a different football game. So trust me, this guy, and he was a baby then.
Mm-hmm.
He's a full-grown dragon now.
And Chris Jones is the first ballot guy in your room, right, in Canton? You're giving me this look.
I stopped with that a long time ago.
Meaning what?
When I went to New York and I was talking crazy with Strahan, I don't even talk about who's a Hall of Fame anymore. I'll drink with you when you get there. That's my new rule. I'll drink with you when you get there. I don't even talk about it anymore. I leave that alone.
And in the meantime, you're here to talk about what's the inaugural James Hardy Pro Football Hall of Fame Invitational? What is this?
It's See, the James Hardy brings all the Hall of Famers and some selected people down to Boca Raton, and we're going to go play some golf.
Mm-hmm.
And every birdie, they're going to donate some money for Habitat for Humanity. So you know it's got to be a good reason. So you know the hurricanes come through. We got to build up some nice houses for some people that need it. So we're going to build up some money for the Habitat for Humanity. And James Hardy is the number one shingles brand in America, and they do good work, Rich.
Yeah, 26 football legends teeing it up the Friday and Saturday of the event, which is March 31st through April 6th.
Yep.
Legends of golf and football all together, 78 PGA Tour champions all together in Boca Raton, Florida.
Yes, sir.
And that's where I met you for the first time, was before NFL Network.
Yep.
That the Super Bowl between the Ravens and the Giants was in Tampa. And there was remember that golf event I was telling you guys about where I was upset about not being picked up because I was standing in front of my place and the car wasn't coming
Robinson.
You know, I called the front desk and I'm like, "Where is there anybody from this event?" And somebody's like, "Yeah," and it was Brooks Robinson who got on the phone and I'm like, "Brooks, I know you're not in charge of the van for pickup."
Of course not.
But Sat was there. And that was where I bought the Goodfellas poster.
Oh!
The Fugazi
poster.
Oh, wow.
At this event.
You know about that
was there when I bid on the Goodfellas poster. He might not remember this.
Of course not.
Oops. But I remember this stuff.
I'm just sitting there thinking, how do y'all remember? But I remember. I had a helmet on chasing people doing stuff.
25 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time.
25 years ago. That's how long ago it was.
But I just remember Houston. Because I remember they told me, "Hey, man, we're going to need Rich. You know, he's been in Bristol. We're going to need him to get out a little bit. You know, he's been up there with Stuart Scott, God bless his soul, you know, doing his 1-2 thing." I'm like, "Yeah, I watched him all those years. The best thing going."
And then we now look at us now. Before I let you go, we got Myles Garrett coming up in hour three. You got 2 cents on his trade demand?
Let the man out. Let the man out, Cleveland. The man that did 4 years with those, 12 and a half plus sacks or something like that, mm-hmm. Let him go. Let him go. He deserves to be in the playoffs in the world. See his talent. That young man can rush the passer. Ooh.
He is the reigning defensive player of the year for a reason.
I know.
You know, and eight. He's been in.
That's the club that I'm in. I know. I love you.
Let me get this right. Oh, yeah, 1999.
Yeah.
99 in your program.
Number one in your heart, baby. The year of the sap. That's what I call it.
Year of the sap. Year of
just 25 years ago. Nothing.
No big deal.
Nothing. Just quarter century.
No big deal.
Jesus.
At Warren Sapp on IG. And it's great to see you, Warren Sapp.
Always good to see you,
man. The ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the senior quality control analyst.
Yes.
I'm looking for a title. Prime, you hear me? You know, you remember the last time I came on here, we talked about me getting a job?
And yeah, no.
You want to tell him I'm looking for a title? Tell him, talk to him.
He's coming by Friday.
Let's have lunch.
What title would you want?
Ooh.
What do you
want?
Pass rush coordinator.
Ooh.
Pass rush.
Doesn't it sound good? Doesn't
it just roll off
the tongue? Does it not roll off the tongue?
It makes sense.
The PRC.
Number 99 is the PRC.
The PRC.
The QB killer analyst.
What do you think?
Listen, there's no better guy I know to push something than you.
Okay.
This used to be a podcast.
Yes! And now it's a show.
This used to be a podcast. We used to joke with it. Rich, you got a podcast?
You got a podcast? And I'm like, no, I now have a show. Love you, Warren Sapp.
Love you back, baby.
It's Warren Sapp, everybody.
Get Susie and the kids for me, too.
I will absolutely do that. Saying hello right here. Coming up, Jaden Daniels making his way to our set here in the Big Easy. Andrew Bogish now with a sports update.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show set in the Big Easy. And look who's joining us now, as opposed to the top of the next hour, is one of our favorites. It's an annual tradition of coming here to the Rich Eisen Show at the Super Bowl. Love it when Bert Kreischer stops by, everybody. Good to see you, Bert. How are you?
I am phenomenal, considering how drunk I was on our flight last night.
you didn't strike me as too hammered.
Yeah, you didn't seem it.
No, that's the key to my drinking. You can never tell. John Mayer, I ran into John Mayer. We were doing this Grateful Dead thing, and he said to me, I hope you're cool with me saying this, John. I see him before the show, and I don't drink before I go on stage. And he goes, hey, man, on a scale of 1 to 10, how wasted are you right now? I was like, 0? He's like, no, like, how many beers have you had? I go, 0? And he goes, you're not drunk? And he's like, I thought you were always drunk. I was like, no. He goes, so it's like an act? I go, no, I don't, what are you talking about? Like, I do drink. I like drinking, but I don't drink when I wake up.
I guess you had that reputation with John Mayer.
Man, I had this speech that kind of went viral about, I'll never quit drinking. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I'll never quit drinking. I was going to stay healthy enough so I can always continue to drink. Drink at sunset or whatever I said. But in this speech, I said, when you get on a plane, they go, can I get you something to drink? You say, double Jack on the rocks, Austin rocks. Well, man, that has gone viral with flight attendants. I didn't say anything on the plane.
No.
She walked up, double Jack on the rocks, Austin rocks, and I went, my wife's sitting next to me going,
Bert, I think they play that on a loop at frat houses.
Right. I think, man, it is probably, like, you get lucky if you get one thing to get recognized for. Like, The Machine, very lucky to get that went viral. But, man, that speech, and I didn't want to do that interview because Caleb, I just got nervous because Caleb's in character.
Yeah.
So I'm not good with those. So I was like, I'm gonna suck at it. I don't want to do it. I don't know how to answer those. Man, I'm so glad I did it. That one interview went viral for me.
It's amazing.
So you don't have to order drinks on a plane now sometimes? They just bring it to you? Like
double Jack on the rocks, lots of rocks.
And that's how it was brought to you last night?
And I love Jack Daniels. Like I love my vodka. I know I'm supposed to say that. But I own the company, so I can say whatever I want. I love Jack Daniels. I love a double Jack on the rocks, lots of rocks. Oh, I love that drink. I would have one right now if I could. Oh.
Yeah, but you were definitely very well aware of your surroundings when I crept up on you last night.
Like one of the 9/11 hijackers. He comes up behind me going, take this plane now.
Actually, I offered you warm nuts. What I offered you.
I was afraid to take your warm nuts. Would you like some warm nuts?
That's how by the way, and I sounded exactly like that. Okay. I over creeped it out.
As you should.
Dude, I love being at the Super Bowl. This is so fun.
It is great.
Like, this is so fun. Especially like whatever like privilege you get where you get to walk around backstage, you just see everyone. Like everyone. I just ran into Gronk.
Of course you did.
Well, the last time I saw you at the Super Bowl, I was taking one to the face with you and Tom Segura and Gronk and Julian Edelman.
I could not get Tom to come back this year.
Why?
He doesn't like fun. He'd rather sit at home.
Yeah, I was about to say, what?
He's just he doesn't like fun. Like, when he get, that's the fun thing. Like, okay, so I'm always fun. So to have fun with me is like, it's like a regular day. But to have fun with a drip, like Tom or my wife, when they have fun, man, you really have fun. Like Rogan is always fun. Rogan's always fun. Ari, I mean, sometimes he drugs you, whatever. But like Tom, when Tom turns it over and gets a little, it is really fun.
Bert Kreischer has stopped by here as Jaden Daniels is making his way to the set. The massive comedy show this weekend in New Orleans. Bert Kreischer, Nikki Glaser, Tony Hinchcliffe, Adam Reyes, Dr. Phil. Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Uno Lakefront Arena. Your new Netflix special's coming out. Bert Kreischer, Lucky, Two Bears, 5K. You've got upcoming tour dates. Everybody go to Bert.com or TwoBears5K.com for additional details. I kind of UNO Arena. My bad to all the.
Oh yeah, I did that too. I was calling it the Uno. Because I thought it was after the pizza.
I was about to throw a draw four down.
Have we been pronouncing the pizza wrong the whole time?
It's very possible.
They play basketball in Smoothie King.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, that big word Caesars was not on the Superdome last time there was a Super Bowl.
No.
Okay, Bert, tell the story you were about to tell us.
Rich, I think Bert was about to tell us.
Oh, no.
About your daughter.
No, my daughter in Georgia is studying abroad right now. And I was telling her, I was like, you know, I'm really excited for you to study abroad. It's going to really be like one of the best experiences of your life. She goes, did you ever study abroad? I go, are you being serious? She goes, did you? I said, yeah. And she goes, where? I go, Russia. She goes, did anything cool happen?
No, Bert,
and I go, you're messing with me.
No, she didn't.
She goes, of course I'm messing with you.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I was like, are you? You know, my daughters are at the age now where they're just like my sisters. Like, I don't like parent them. Like, my wife parents all of us. And we were on vacation, the whole family. We were in Hawaii. And we get in the elevator. And Georgia goes, your shoes are on backwards. I went, what? And she goes, I knew you were high. Your shoes are on backwards.
And you look.
And I looked. Yeah, I don't even, like, it's crazy. Do you have kids?
I've got three, 16, 13, and 11. Two boys and a young girl.
Wait till they're adults. It's different.
Why?
Like, my daughter's like, hey, would you come over? I think she was a little homesick. She goes, would you come, Mom, come visit me where I'm studying? And I went, I would love to. And then I heard her sell it to me. She was like, Dad, there's a pub right next to my apartment. And I was like, really? She goes, Dad, they've got the best pints. You'll love. And I'm like, you know, I like other things too, right? She's like, like what? You were just talking. Like, I didn't know that, what's it called? Franklin? What's the play everyone's into?
The what? Oh, Hamilton.
Hamilton. I didn't know that was
Franklin.
I don't know.
He's also a historical figure.
Yeah,
yes,
true. Yeah, Franklin.
Yes, Franklin.
Franklin.
Benjamin.
Yeah, I never. But yeah.
You'd never heard of the musical.
You'd be shocked what I don't know. Did you know? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Be honest.
Okay.
What do you call the thing where you hold the two handles here and it's got one wheel in front and you put the bricks in and you?
A wheelbarrow.
How do you say it?
A wheelbarrow.
How do you say it?
I saw this recently. It's actually wheelbarrow, right?
It's a wheelbarrow.
I thought it was a barrel. Wheelbarrow my
a
whole
wheelbarrow.
Life.
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow.
Wait, what are you saying?
Wheelbarrow.
Now I feel like you're saying...
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah, wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that it's nightmare?
Oh.
As opposed to...
I thought it was nightmare.
Really?
Yeah. Nightmare. It's a nightmare.
By the way, are you getting ready to meet Jaden Daniels? That's just been
I'm so
that
pumped.
That he's on his way
oh,
over.
Oh, please.
Here.
Are you that, serious?
Like, yeah, he's going to join you too.
Should I scoot over chairs? I feel like it's a respectful thing to do. He's can you okay. What are the odds? What are the odds he knows who I am?
Sorry.
What are the odds he knows who I am?
He was in he was in college recently, so yes, I think he does.
He's in college recently.
What if he brings you a Jack with extra ice? What about
double Jack
extra rocks? Yeah, extra
buddy, I will sit rocks. Behind him and rub his shoulders. I'm always fascinated when you meet these pro athletes because they're such physical specimens. Like they're physically. I remember hugging Terrell Owens. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Terrell Owens.
Yes.
I hugged him. And his lat, I thought it was a growth. I thought it was like, I was like, there's something on your back. And he goes, it's called my lat. And I went, that's what they're supposed to feel like? Do you realize if I was on a pro team for one day, I would be in the shower like this. Just massive dudes. Yep. I was on the sidelines when Florida State was just warming up this season.
Yeah.
Not even a great season. Dude, their wide receivers' legs were so muscular. You could see the muscles through their pants. I don't have that.
Muscles on top of muscles.
I don't have that.
Dude, when I just saw you moments ago backstage, I just slapped you on the arm. And that was you've got some.
You said you're gonna bench three plates,
some
right?
Muscles on.
I benched 315 two days ago, and I'm trying to bench 320 tomorrow morning for Busting with the Boys. I put a bet up.
And?
I don't know. We'll see. I've never gotten 320, but I just got 315 clean.
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 All you got to do is one.
Clean. Clean.
That's all you got to do is one. That's it.
Just one.
Oh, you
ready?
You got a video of it?
Yeah. Here, can you get this on camera?
Hold on. Let's hold it. If you hold it up there.
Zoom.
Okay, you ready?
Here we go. This is
me getting 315 clean.
Let's see if we can get in on that right here. Is that what you got?
Oh, that was really easy.
Yeah.
That looks smooth.
You could have done more than one.
I think you got this.
I think so.
All right.
I'm on a lot of testosterone.
That's fine.
I'm on a lot of testosterone.
I mean, you're not getting tested, right?
By the way,
no. I test myself.
That would preclude him from participating in Super Bowl 59.
That's true. So,
very good, yeah.
For real?
That would be, yeah.
They can't, wait, hang on. How are they going to tell? Like, do they test their testosterone levels?
Yeah.
And then, but what if some dudes just have high testosterone?
I think it's too bad. I think you're out.
Like, you know, that stinks.
I don't think you can't sit and tell the NFL if you pop for too much testosterone that, I'm sorry, I'm just too much man. That is not.
Why? But what if that's the case?
You can't, that is not an applicable. We could ask Jaden Daniels when he shows up here if he's.
What do you think Jaden Daniels' testosterone levels are? They've got to be like crazy.
Higher than yours, probably.
I don't know about that.
Like, I could see Myles Garrett.
I'm on the same guy Rogan's on. So, like, I'm like, I got hair growing out of my back like crazy.
Rogan's on it too.
We didn't say that out loud, but yeah. I think we're all on it. I think Shane Gillis is on it. I think Tim Dillon's on it. I think we're all on it. It's healthy for you.
When Shane Gillis called Nick Saban Alabama Jones because of that hat that he was wearing prior to Notre Dame beating the crap out of somebody, that was brilliantly.
So 2 years ago was Arizona, right?
Yeah.
And we're backstage, and I think Christian McCaffrey and Gabe Davis are like, do you guys want to go to Saquon Barkley's party? And me and Shane are like, hell yeah. Now, I know football, but I don't know football to, like, recognize Saquon Barkley, right? So we're at Saquon Barkley's house in Arizona. We're in line to get a drink at the bar, and Saquon Barkley comes up with huge diamond earrings. Comes up to, like, get in front of us to get a drink, and Shane's nervous. He goes, bro, Saquon Barkley. It's Saquon Barkley. He's right next to us. He's right next to us. Dude, say something. Say something. And I go, I look at him. I go, thank you so much for inviting us to your party. And Saquon Barkley looks at me and Shane, realizing he did not invite us to his party. And he was like, yeah, and just walked away. Thank you so much for inviting us to your party. Did I ever tell you about the time I met Tom Cruise?
No.
Dude, so Tom Cruise in Magnolia when he has that long hair.
Yeah.
And I bump into Tom Cruise at the after party for the movie. At the after party for the movie. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels is here. Take a seat. Bert's moving over in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Oh, my phone's right next to you. If you see a picture of me benching 315, don't worry about it.
Good to see you, Jaden Daniels. What a pleasure to see you,
man,
in person.
Thanks for having me.
Courtesy of Invisalign being here. We appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
But you're representing Invisalign?
I am.
Do you use Invisalign?
They're in right now.
For real?
Yeah.
That looks normal. My wife got Invisalign. I go, plastic surgery, and you choose your teeth?
Well, Jaden Daniels just sat down. Unfortunately, our radio audience is going to have to leave in a second. Bert, will you stick around to top?
I'll stick around. I'm, dude, such a fan. Do you know who I am?
Do I?
No.
Who are you?
Who am I? I knew it.
He's Bert Kreischer.
I coach in the Canadian Football League.
Don't go anywhere. We're here at the Super Bowl. How are you, by the way?
I'm good.
You've had a hell of a year.
Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. You know, I know I only got a couple of minutes with you, but now that you're looking back, you're a week removed from being a game away from playing for this bad boy.
Yeah, man.
What do you think about when you look back at your?
I wish I was playing for this right here. But overall, man, I was just like super excited that the year that we had, to make it that far, man, it was a blessing for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it was from everybody's point of view. Just seeing what you were able to accomplish was through the roof. Did you surprise even yourself when you're thinking about it?
Not really. I think more so it was like we knew what we were capable of, and like as soon as we got in the playoffs, like we had a shot. Like anybody could make it at that point.
What's the one thing you learned about yourself this last season?
Ooh.
See, I got you.
You did. You did. I think just like how much more of a voice I have as far as a leader within the locker room, like the impact. Like even though I'm younger than a lot of guys in the locker room, like they still will listen to me no matter if I have something to say or not.
Is that you didn't know if you had that?
I mean, I didn't. I mean, you come in as a rookie, you got Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, guys like that, like they're like decorated Super Bowl champs, stuff like that. So it's like But at the end of the day, they're still all looking to me, you know, as a leader, too.
When did they stop treating you like a rookie?
They still treat me like one, especially Bobby. Especially Bobby.
What is he? How is he treating you like
one? Well, not anything like that, but, you know, I would text him. I was like, I'm a vet now. He's like, nah, he said you got 3 more games and you're a young guy in the league. He's like, you're not a part of the vet, so.
Yeah. But it's like basically taking the Super Bowl
for sure.
That's basically what you're saying.
Do they do any of that hazing stuff where they take your credit card?
Nah, we didn't do none of that.
None of that?
I did my rookie dinner.
How much?
Like that. Like $2,000.
That's it?
Yeah, but the quarterbacks, we had a good group. Like Marcus Mariota, all those guys, they weren't trying to overdo it. So. Yeah.
Invisalign is what brought Jaden Daniels to our set, and you've been using it, right?
I have.
And your mom's involved now?
She is. I mean, can't you tell, like, the smile and everything?
I could see it.
So
a smile's very valuable, and I'm being serious. I grew up with bad teeth, and, man, it takes joy away from you. If you don't have, when you have a great smile, and you do, you have a great smile.
Appreciate
you like showing it to people. You're like, yeah. But without you're like, that's cool.
And this guy's an expert on making people smile. Both of you guys are. Bert Kreischer is here. Jaden Daniels is here. Hour number one for us is in the books here in New Orleans.
YouTube personality Benny Johnson has cracked the code on a new era of newsmaking.
It's got to be music to your ears. It's like the angels singing.
Listen, learn, and laugh.
I had a feeling you'd be in a very good mood. Oh, this is going to be a glorious day on Capitol Hill for you, sir.
It's a new cultural landscape.
So it's an important moment right now. Does this deserve another look?
The Benny Show.
Seize it in all of its glory.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.